Sometimes Forex trading is a wild and woolly place to be. That's why Hugh's here, to pose your questions to Walter, the naked Forex guy. Hugh's got questions, and Walter's got the answers. Here at the Truth About FX podcast.
Walter, we're coming into summer right now, at least in California, and the weather's getting warm, and a lot of people ask, should I take a break trading during the summer?
Well, it probably depends on how you trade. So, like, if you go back, and this actually came up last week, I think people were talking about this thing. Hey, should we? You know, it's June. You know, it's June and whatever. Should we just relax a bit? And I know we're recording this, and by the time this comes out, it'll probably be Christmas. But you know, I think that one of those things where it's going to depend on how you trade. So, if you, for example, trade a reversion to the mean type strategy, maybe you love June and July and you find that it does quite well. I don't think, like, if you look back at the daily charts, you don't necessarily see every June and July and August trade in a tight range. If you go back and look, you'll see that some years it trends quite well and the market really moves, and other years it just kind of moves around. And I know people think that they just expect it not to move very much because people are on holidays and people aren't really getting into it, and they're, you know, there isn't a full stable of traders and all that sort of thing. But I actually think, you know, where we are right now in the world, it's really, the volatility is more driven, it's not so much cyclical, it's more political, I think. Historically, it's been always, you know, economic data, and then a little bit of politics sprinkled in there. Now there's a lot of, the markets are really looking to the politicians to try and figure out where they should go. And so that can happen at any given time. And I don't think that necessarily shuts down during the Northern Hemisphere summer. So I wouldn't really be that concerned about it. If your data shows something otherwise, if you go back and you go, look, over the last June, July, and August of the last 10 years, you know, 7 out of 10 haven't really been good for my strategy. Maybe you should take a break, or maybe you should look into a strategy that works in tight range-bound markets. But just eyeballing the charts, and I did this the other day for somebody, we didn't really find that was the case. I mean, it's not necessarily the case. I know people talk about it, and maybe it might have been in the case 15 years ago, but I don't think it's necessarily the case now. So even if you're trading a daily trend following system, you still might find that there are some good, you still might get some entries during this time of year. So.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I noticed that too. All right, thanks, Walter.
Thank you.